This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Cambodians voting today for all 125 seats in the country's National Assembly, in a process widely criticized for the lack of a significant opposition to the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. Dim Sovanorum is Cambodia's National Election Committee spokesman.
We are so proud to organize on time, regularly, 5 years a time, the election, national election, communal election, and we are proud to do, and we have enough experience since 1998 until now. We are independent, we are proud of what we are doing.
United Nations has criticized the election as fundamentally flawed because of legal action that dissolved the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party and its leaders. The United States and the European Union have withdrawn funding from this election. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has hit Indonesia's Lombok Island. It's killed at least 10 people, injuring dozens more. The earthquake hit the popular tourist destination early today, sending people out into the streets. A spokesman for Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said the death toll could climb as data gathered on the island continues. The quake also felt on the neighboring island of Bali. Somalian and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. The decision made during a summit in Asmara. Nations have yet to have diplomatic ties in nearly 15 years. Leaders are scheduled to continue talks today. And a provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members at a midwife training center were killed. It happened in an attack by gunmen. No claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia protesting plans to substantially hike the age at which Russian men and women can receive their state retirement pensions. AP's Zaria Shackley reporting.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick, who faces sex abuse accusations, has resigned his position as cardinal. McCarrick, one of the Catholic Church's most prominent figures, was accused of sexually abusing a teenager almost 50 years ago, that is, when he was a priest in New York. 88-year-old is the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic clergy member ever to be removed from the ministry due to sex abuse accusations. Pope Francis had earlier ordered McCarrick to isolate himself, to remain in prayer, and the church considers additional sanctions against him. A powerful U.S. media boss now facing serious allegations of sexual misconduct. AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
New Yorker magazine writer Ronan Farrow details allegations made by a half dozen women against CBS CEO Les Moonves. Farrow tells the AP.
This is a story that I've been investigating for the last 8 months. It involves six women overcoming a lot of fear of retaliation to tell very serious stories of sexual misconduct about Les Moonves, one of the most powerful men in television.
Farrow writes that the incidents date from the 1980s until recent years. Some of the women say Moonves forcibly touched or kissed them. Others say he physically intimidated or threatened to derail their careers. Farrow and The New Yorker won the Pulitzer Prize last year for uncovering many of the allegations against now-disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the U.S. state of California as deadly wildfires threaten thousands of homes. There have been five deaths so far, including two children and their great-grandmother. Two firefighters also have lost their lives in this week's battle to save homes, forest, and parkland. And more than 86 people were either killed by the flames or drowned as they tried to flee the fire that swept through an area 30 kilometers east of the Greek capital of Athens. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.